This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Casting Across Fly Fishing Podcast. I'm Matthew of castingacross.com, where I explore the quarry and culture of fly fishing. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Casting Across Fly Fishing Podcast. I am, as always, incredibly pleased and encouraged that you are listening to the podcast. Hopefully, you are enjoying whatever you're doing as you're listening to this. I don't imagine that you're sitting at a desk staring at your phone or computer as you're listening. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're folding laundry, maybe you're putting away Christmas decorations. But whatever it is, thank you for listening to the podcast. This week's episode, we're going to be doing a handful of things wrapping up the year of our Lord, 2023. So the first thing that I want to say, if you're listening to this as it's coming out, is I hope that you had a very Merry Christmas. Last week's episode was kind of a special Christmas episode, as it were, but I do want to wish you a Merry Christmas that is belated. But if you are listening to this a couple days later, I hope you have had a happy new year and that 2024 is going to be good for you and whatever you plan on doing. But this week on the podcast, which just happens to be the 268th episode of the podcast, we're going to go back and look at a few things that happened in 2023. And we're going to look at a few things that we have in store for us in 2024. So I'm going to start off talking about the podcast. So I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but there's a little platform called Spotify, which seems to be the most popular streaming platform on the entire internet these days. To be honest, it's not my preferred podcasting platform, but a lot of you seem to be using it. More and more folks seem to be listening to the Casting Across podcast on Spotify. And something that Spotify does really that apparently is popular on social media is they allow you to share what you listen to the most, whether it be music or podcast. But they do something similar for podcasters and podcasts. And so there's a couple of cool things I wanted to share with you all and kind of it has an opportunity for me to reflect on what we talked about, what I talked about, what you listened to. Maybe you talk back to your speakers, which is totally fine. It's reasonable and rational. I do that as well. Here's an example. My top episode in 2023 was called Fly Fishing Culture Controversies. And here I went through a number of issues in fly fishing culture that are controversial. Everything that from your position on environmental issues all the way to using a strike indicator. And I think this resonates with people because, first of all, we gravitate towards conflict. Now, we may be conflict averse or we might want to rush into conflict. But to use a morbid analogy, we might want to slow down and look at the accident that happened. Or we might want to know as we speed by, exactly what happened. But we all have this morbid fascination with controversy. So whether it be that we have an opinion or we want to hear the people who have different opinions voice their opinions, in a little bit of heated discussion with one another, I think that says a lot about us as people. But within fly fishing, we have to remember that these things are not the biggest deals in the world. You know, whether it has to do with using social media or not using social media, using strike indicators or not using strike indicators, what kind of political stance you have on key environmental issues and how that dovetails with other more important political issues, all of those things are things that we are interested in. So I think it's important to be aware of the controversies that are out there. I do think it is unhealthy to be fascinated by them and want to pay attention to them too much. Honestly, when it comes to this kind of stuff, if this is what you have going in life, I would say see if they have, there's more things that you can pay attention to. But that being said, I talked about it, and it was, according to Spotify, listened to 370% more than my average episode. So I was not looking for clickbait, but I will chalk up that grand increase in listenership to the name of the podcast episode. So other things that I wanted to share with everybody from what happened this year, over half of the podcast audience found Casting Across in 2023. So we've been going for 260 plus episodes. And so if my math serves me correct, we're looking at about 4 years. I actually remember when the podcast launched, there was a fly fishing event, and I believe it was in early December. I think it was a fundraiser that was kind of a holiday theme downtown Boston. And I showed up. And a handful of fly fishing figures, you know, they said, "Oh, I heard the new podcast is starting." And I said, "Yeah, actually, they all just dropped this week, and I listened to one on the way here." And that might have been the last time I listened to a podcast of myself from beginning to end. But now here we are in 2023, and over half of the folks that listened to Casting Across listened to me in 2023. So I've said this before. I don't do a lot in the way of advertising. I post to all the major social media platforms every time some new content comes out, whether it be a podcast or an article. But I rely most of all on word of mouth, and particularly with podcasts, the more people that listen, the more people see it, and the better reviews and ratings that pop up. Folks really see those things. So it gets it in front of more eyes and ears. And whether it be Apple or whether it be Spotify or iHeartRadio, whatever platform you use, I'm pretty confident that is how they decide to show people things that are hot. And so, for example, the most folks that hopped on at a podcast called Midges, 12 Months of Dry Flies. And so this is a great technical podcast. So it's very different from the last one. So again, the most popular podcast this year was Fly Fishing Controversies. But the podcast that brought the most people in was one that was not necessarily clickbait, but one that was, in my humble opinion, incredibly practical, called Midges 12 Months of Dry Flies. And I still maintain that this is a wonderful thing to think about. So for those of you who don't like fishing size 20 and smaller, remember that there are people who want to fish dry flies year-round. There's a good chance you want to fish dry flies year-round, but you don't necessarily want to mess with 7X tippet. You don't want to necessarily mess with dealing with casting a fly that you can hardly see. But I think what this indicates, you know, we had the controversy slash clickbait article or podcast that most people listen to, but the one that brought in the most new listeners was one that really had a very practical fly fishing application immediately, particularly as it relates to using midges, specifically dry midges year round. And honestly, when I think about my fly fishing New Year's Day, which for years and years and years was a tradition, I've talked about this before on the podcast, but back before you could buy your fly fishing licenses or your fishing licenses, excuse me, online, my friend and I would camp out on the streams in Pennsylvania on New Year's Eve, wake up first thing in the morning, drive to Walmart, and make some poor sap have to fill out the new fishing license by hand. Under normal circumstances, we would gladly go to a fly shop and do it, but Walmart was the only place that was open 24 hours. So as soon as we woke up, which wasn't particularly late, given the fact that we were sleeping very uncomfortably on a stomach full of cheap hot dogs and gas station junk food, we'd make our way to Walmart. We'd have somebody sign that new piece of paper. It being Pennsylvania, more often than not, we'd fold it up, throw it in a little plastic sleeve, clip it on the back of our vest, and hit the stream. And what would we do? Maybe we'd fish streamers, but this was not, you know, streamer culture as we know it today. Maybe we'd fish nymphs because we wanted to catch fish. But more often than not, what we were trying to do is fish dry flies. And there was always teeny tiny, size 20 or 22 blooming olives, or just generic midge dry flies that we would fish, or emergers. And I can just remember fishing the absolutely freezing cold water, but it's Spring Creek water, so the water wasn't as cold as the freezing cold temperatures around it, you know, walking through snow on the banks, but then fishing very, very delicate tippets with very, very long leaders with very, very small dry fly midges for trout on New Year's Day. So that's one of my favorite New Year's traditions. I haven't done it for a number of years, but when I was in high school, when I was in college, and a few years after that, that was when I was in Pennsylvania for a number of years, in the early 2000s. That was my my favorite tradition, was going out and fishing teeny tiny midges on New Year's Day. And if you can fish a fly on New Year's Day, there's a very good chance that it will produce the other 364 days out of the year. And so midges is exactly what the bill is when you're looking to do that. So that was the podcast that onboarded the most people. Some other things I think are worth sharing. I like how that the culture, what's the best word to use for it? The culture part of Spotify is the second most you listened to category. That's what I'm looking for. That people are listening to, except for sports. So fly fishing and outdoor stuff finds its way into the sports category on Spotify. And people who are listening to Casting Across are also listening to culture podcasts. So that is news, that is current events, that is commentary. You also find religion fall into that category also. So it's interesting that a lot of people that listen to the podcast are listening to the same kind of things that I listen to. Something else that is interesting is that people are sharing the podcast. So like I said before, sharing the podcast organically is my desired way for this to grow. And over 50%, so over half of the ways that Casting Across was shared was via text message. You are sharing podcast episodes with each other. So what might that be? I'm okay with it being like, listen to this idiot when you send the text message to your fishing buddy. But I am going to be optimistic and assume that a lot of these shares are actually legitimate shares of you saying, hey, this is an episode that you might get something out of. And this really falls in line with one of my desires for the podcast in this, not calendar year, but this Casting Across year, which starts in October. That's when I started the podcast. It was, I think, in the fall, and the website was in the fall as well. It was giving more accessible information to new fly fishers and people who want to be able to articulate basic and advanced concepts to new fly fishers or to fly fishers that want more information. So with that being said, the fact that over half of the sharing of the podcast was happening via text message is an encouragement to me, because that is hopefully what is happening. Again, if you want information about fly fishing, if you want information about other aspects of the culture and quarry of fly fishing, there are so many resources out there. But what my desire is that I give you enough to start with or to share with somebody and say, hey, this is step one, or this is the preliminary information. Here's a primer. Listen to this for 20 minutes and then go from there. That's part of the reason why I keep the podcast under 25 minutes, is because I'm not looking for something that's going to be exhaustive. I'm looking to give you something to start and then go from there. So a great example is the most shared episode on the podcast this year was called Why You Should Fish Rocky Mountain National Park. So this is an older episode. It didn't come out in 2023, but this was an episode that somebody listened to. And then I like to think that they were planning a trip with a friend and they said, hey, you should listen to this so we can get ready. Or a spouse says, hey, I know we're going for our family vacation, but this is what the fly fishing options are like there. And so that's why it was shared. So to me, that's pretty cool that it wasn't a episode that was controversial. It wasn't an episode that was necessarily technique. It was an episode about a place that I really love, a place that my wife grew up going to and that she brought me into goodness gracious, almost over 20 years ago. And so I've been enjoying Rocky Mountain National Park and fishing for rainbows and cutthroats and the occasional brook trout, which, you know, they're not super exciting there, but they still fight hard. So moving on in information about the podcast, 4.6. That is my rating. So thank you very much. And 33% growth, because that's also awesome. So I appreciate if you are listening to this for the first time, or if you are listening to this for years and years, I really do appreciate it. Similarly, for 134 of you, I'm in your top 10 podcasts. For 67 of you, I am in your top 5 podcasts. And then the thing that I think is absolutely hilarious, but I am the number 1 podcast for 8 people. So I assume that's like me, my wife, my mom, and 5 other people. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not, but if you're out there and you're listening to me incredibly regularly, I absolutely appreciate you listening to the Casting Across Fly Fishing podcast. All that said, the Casting Across Fly Fishing podcast is not about the Casting Across Fly Fishing podcast. It is about fly fishing. So I'm going to talk about a few things in these closing minutes of the podcast. We'll keep this short in this nice vacation week. It's vacation week for me, at least in theory. But I'm going to talk about 3 things. One, resolutions. I'm going to talk more about resolutions probably in the coming weeks. I inevitably do every new year. But think about them. Plan them out. Think about what you could do this coming year. And have that in mind as you come to next week's podcast. So that's the very first thing. The second thing, I hope that you had a good fly fishing year, and I hope that you're able to look back on your fly fishing and whatever you're able to do that you were happy with it, whether it was a lot of time in the water or it was only a little bit of time in the water. Try to keep a glass half full attitude when it comes to it. And thirdly, the third thing I remember or mention is there's more important things out there. Today was a really hard day, and I don't often share personal things, but as you know, I'm a pastor, and walking people through death is not the best part of my job. At the same time, it is a privilege to be able to do so. And in moments like these, the clarity with which you see the big picture is striking. So this is not to say that fly fishing isn't important, because here I am recording a podcast with a lot of other things going on in my mind, because fly fishing makes me happy. It makes you happy. But I think with everything that I mentioned about numbers and statistics and about controversy and all that sort of stuff, it is so vital to keep things in perspective. And honestly, I think that's what makes fly fishing I think for me, it's what makes it an incredibly balanced part of life. It's being able to say that this is something that can be so incredibly intense at one particular moment, but then you're able to back off and drive away and say, you know what? I've got the things that I have to do. That's why I love technical fly fishing, whether it be really mastering a cast as I'm out on the coast, waist deep, deeper than that, and bombing out with a 9-weight and trying to really optimize every particular cast, not necessarily for accuracy, but for energy consumption and management so that I can continue to cast and cast and double haul and double haul. Or if I'm fishing on a spring creek and I am trying to make very delicate presentations where I normally only have 1, maybe 2 shots at a particular trout, where that kind of stuff, it's like a puzzle. It's like I know people who are into video games, where it's the challenge. And at the end of the day, though, you turn the machine off. At the end of the day, you walk away from the challenge. You go back to more significant things, more real things. And although fly fishing is real, the water is tangible, the trout are actual fish, it is a resource that is worth conserving. There are things that are infinitely more valuable and significantly more important than being able to make a cast, being able to select the right fly, being able to put it in front of a trout, and being able to trick it to eat. Those things all matter. But in the grand scheme of things, if they all went away, there would still be so much more to lead a fulfilling life, so much more to bring joy, and so much more that would provide the kind of flourishing that we all need. And so I don't mean to end this year and the podcast as a downer. If anything, I mean it to be encouragement. One, anticipate what 2024 holds. Think about what those resolutions are going to be, whether it be to fish a new fly and catch trout on it, use a bamboo fly rod all year. Those are ones that I've had friends that have made in the past. Catch a new species every month of the year and make that your challenge. Those are awesome things that you can do. So do those things. Secondly, look back fondly on how you spent your time on the water. Even if it wasn't as much as you'd like, even if you didn't catch the fish that you liked, even though trips might have gotten canceled, look back fondly and think of the positive. Think of what you learned. And thirdly, remember there's many more important things. Family being one of those. Faith being the most prominent one that in my not in my opinion, in reality, that is it is the most important thing. So, a bit of an atypical podcast to end out 2023, but to kind of circle back to the beginning, thank you so much for listening to the Casting Across Fly Fishing podcast. For those of you who I'm in your top upper echelon, I absolutely appreciate it. Thank you for my international audience. It would always blows my mind is when I see get the email reports saying that in a country like Algeria or a country like Iceland that I've made it into not just the top 50 of a fly fishing podcast but the top 50 of outdoors podcasts. So if you are listening to it in another country and hopefully I'm not talking too fast and I'm articulating my English well enough, but thank you for that. But for those of you who are just using this as a way to get them through 20 minutes of their day, 20 minutes of their commute, 20 minutes of a menial task, thank you for listening. And again, my intention is not to be the expert, the authority. There's many more important things that I would be glad to talk to you about. But thank you for allowing me to infuse a bit of the quarry and culture of fly fishing into your day, into your week, into your ears, into your life. I truly appreciate it. And as always, I am ready and willing and as long as the internet allows, able to receive feedback. Matthew@castingacross.com. So my desire for you is that you had a wonderful 2023, even if things didn't go your way, even if the fish didn't bite in the way that you wished, that you are able to look back and see the good that came of 2023 and that you have a safe and blessed 2024. There's ways to perceive it, regardless of if that happens from subjective reasons or not. This week on castingacross.com, and for those of you who don't know, I say this every once in a while, the real good stuff comes on the website. So this is nice. This is the frosting, but the cake, you find that over at castingacross.com. Monday's article was Merry Christmas to all. So it was Christmas on Monday. So I mean, why would I do more than I need to do? So I shared one of my favorite hymns, which is a phenomenal, it's not really a Christmas hymn, but it's an incarnation hymn. So Christmas is a great place to introduce that. So that is what you'll find on Merry Christmas to all on Monday. Wednesday's article was something I mentioned last week, and it has to do with a simple fly fishing ornament. So circling back to this, I talk about getting a glass ball and tying a fly and tying that fly to the underside of the hook attachment, which you usually use to attach to a tree. This is a great way to preserve flies, to gift flies, to decorate with flies, but it's also a nice way to show off what you have caught fish on. So certainly it goes on a fly on a tree, you know, to decorate with a little fly fishing flare, but you could also use this year round. I know a lot of folks that will do the same thing. They will tie a fly to a bit of tippet and then push that tippet up into the underside of a piece of cork and then press it into a vial. That's fine and good, but it has to sit on something. With this glass ball, it can either sit on something, use some sort of board that has a little dimple on it you can set that in, or you can hang it from something, whether it be a Christmas tree or something else. So I talk through what you need. Very simple craft. I'm hardly the first person to think about this. You can buy these online, but you can make them yourself significantly cheaper. So that would be my suggestion to you. So once again, thank you for listening to the Casting Across Fly Fishing podcast. Please subscribe to your favorite podcast app and rate the podcast and iTunes. Then head over to castingacross.com for 3 posts a week on the people, places, and things that go into the pursuit of fish.